Lee Wainwright, why is photography so important when it comes to estate agency to get the listing and more sales? Talk to me.
Good question, Chris. So let's put it under the banner of visual content.
Okay.
So photography is one part of that. And definitely what's changed in agency is the importance of looking good on the portals. So when you present your properties on the portals, there's an aggregated view. A customer's put in three bedrooms, £500,000 within a mile of Fulham. They've got a list of 30 properties.
Yeah, because we don't put ourselves on mailing lists anymore, do we? All we do is we whack ourselves on Rightmove, whack the price in and just see what comes up.
Absolutely. If you think about how much time and effort went into impressing customers with a meet and greet experience, you know, that is still super important, but that meet and greet experience is on the portals. So, you know, customers have got 10, 20, 30 properties. Professional photography wins you that click. And once you've won the click, then the visual content continues to engage with the consumer. And for me, then once you've got the click, you need to be engaging with either video or 360 tours or Matterport content, because that drives the dwell time. And once you've got dwell time and a customer staying on that property for longer, it increases the propensity for them to click on the call to action.
So damn good photographs increases dwell time, but then once you, which means they're looking at that property, but once they're not that property, we need extra ammunition to get them to stay there with Matterports and fancy floor plans and things like that.
Yep.
I mean, I do have to 110% agree with you on the photography. You know, when I were an estate agent, you know, literally you did a bit of Photoshop and put the blue fluffy clouds on, and the click-through rate doubled. And we all know damn well, if you double the click-through rate, everything else follows on through. But it's interesting you talk about this dwell time. Why do you think that's particularly important? Let's drill down even more on that.
Yep. So 84% of property media is consumed on a mobile device. On a mobile device, it's pretty tough to be able to experience words and take it in and actually consume the messages that you're portraying.
Yeah, it's almost the written words are for the vendor, aren't they? It's the pictures that are the most important.
100%.
I bet you a pound to penny, if we didn't have to please our vendors, we wouldn't have to put written words. It's the pictures, isn't it?
It's the pictures, but it's also then video and 360 and Matterport. They make a big, big difference. So pictures, it's less than a second, the average time that somebody will spend staying still on a picture. So if you've got 15 pictures, it's 15 seconds. If you get a nice property video that's 40, 45 seconds long, or a 360 tour, it becomes more immersive. You're capturing the attention.
And you're going to be with them not 15 seconds, but 1 minute, 2 minute. And what you're saying is the longer that we're on the property, the more likely we're probably going to get a call to action and a viewing. And we all know what viewings mean.
Absolutely. But that really matters on the portals. But you can also make a big difference to your consumer journey by the way that you share new instructions, sending out a set of particulars, even by email or by message alert, it's not the same as somebody receiving a video content or a 360 tour or Matterport. It's just naturally more immersive. And the more that you can drive that dwell time, particularly when you're presenting your brand, it doesn't just mean that you're more likely to sell that home, you're more likely to win that consumer's property to sell, and you're also more likely to engage with them in a way that allows you to interact with other services.
Thank you for your time today, Lee.
You're welcome.